RadioSt.Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
And thank you, Joe Bordeaux. I'm Dean Logan, and welcome everyone to Job Talk. This is the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs and the people in those companies behind the scenes who are making a positive difference in our community. For those of you new to the program, the goal of Job Talk is to let listeners hear about my guests in a way they would not otherwise have the opportunity to get to know them and hear their feelings, good and bad, about the advantages or issues to being in the Tampa Bay area. For example, if you're a technical person wondering if the area has a strong IT or professional community, or a CEO who wants to stop paying high taxes in their state and take advantage of the tax breaks here in Florida, I want this radio show to give you a reason to come visit and see for yourself if it will work for you. I can tell you that there are exceptional talent here, along with some wonderful companies to work for. My guests today are from one of those companies doing great work in the community. Anne-Marie Winter is the COO, and Valerie Bolger is the Human Resources Manager for Gulf Coast Jewish Family Center. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'll start by mentioning that I met Anne-Marie at the Focus St. Pete Leadership Program. I know I really enjoyed it. I was wondering, how did you like it?
I thought it was fabulous. I think that it brought a really diverse and eclectic community of professionals from many different walks of life, the arts, social services, the business community, and it really helped us to see the political, social, economic, and cultural landscape of this great city.
I really thought that I really enjoyed the parts of learning about the mayors and all the colorful characters, and got to see the community in different ways. It was just a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Valerie, I hope you also get a chance to experience Focus St. Pete. Have you been through anything like that while you're here?
Yes, but it's been years ago, and I enjoyed. Yes, I've been in the community a lot. I've enjoyed being out. Again, you're around a very diverse group of folks, and you get a chance to learn a lot about the city and who you can contact. If you're in need of, services, including advertising for jobs.
Right. So I want to let the listeners get to know each of you a little bit better. So I'll start with you, Valerie. Please tell me, where you're from and how you came to the position you now hold with Gulf Coast. I understand that you're relatively new.
Well, I've been with the agency. It'll be 2 years in April. I've been in HR for a very, very long time. As a HR director for over 15 years. I work for a subsidiary of L'Oreal USA, and again, I've been around, and I'm well-known in the community, and I enjoy my job.
Wonderful. And what did you do, where did you come from before here exactly? Did you grow up here too?
I've been in St. Petersburg, we're in Florida for a very long time, since I was a kid. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Great. And so, Anne-Marie, tell me a little bit about your history. Now, I know you used to work for the United Nations.
I did. I'm a relative newcomer compared to Valerie. I've been in the Tampa Bay area for the last 6.5 years with Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services. But before that, yes, I worked for the United Nations overseas. I did that for 14 years. In various jobs, various countries, doing all sorts of neat things.
Mm-hmm. What countries did you visit, or did you live in there?
I lived and worked in Bosnia and Croatia, in Istanbul, Turkey, in Libreville, Gabon,
wow.
A country I didn't even know existed mm-hmm. until I was offered a position there.
Mm-hmm.
Geneva, Switzerland, and then my final posting was in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow. So did you do, did that work prepare you for the work you do here?
Absolutely. I've dedicated my life to working with marginalized populations, both domestically and internationally. And the focus of my professional life has been working with refugees, and that's what brought me overseas, but it's also what brought me back to the United States. My husband and I were interested in coming back to the States. And I put my resume out on the great wide web and got a call one day from the human resources director at Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services. And I've never looked back. We moved to Florida, and we've been here for 6.5 years, absolutely loving it.
Great. And what does the COO do for your company?
The COO does everything. Our agency has two chief operating officers, two COOs, myself. I'm the COO for specialized programs and policy. And then my colleague, Terry Ballier, is the chief operating officer for children's programs and behavioral health. And we have six departments at our agency. The largest two are run by Terry and her teams, child welfare and behavioral health. And then I oversee the four other departments: Refugee Services, Employment Services, Jewish Family Services, and Elder Services. And it's really cradle-to-grave services. And we give people a hand up out of poverty to self-sustain themselves for as long as they need it in the various programs that we have.
And what kind of skills do you teach them skills, or what do you actually do for them in as far as helping them?
I think a department that might be of particular interest to you is the Employment Services Department.
Mm-hmm.
This department helps parents who have lost custody of their children and have been mandated by the court system in Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsborough, and Miami-Dade counties to pay child support or go back into custody. And so working with the court system and the workforce boards, we help these folks find jobs. Last year, we assisted 1,465 men and women around the state who lost custody of their children to find jobs, all sorts of jobs, depending on their skill level. A lot of these folks have never been taught how to apply for or keep jobs. And so our life coaches work with these men and women on how to find and keep a job, how to be a great parent, and how to make those child support payments.
And you work in, and you also work with the elders?
Yes, we do. It's one of our larger divisions. We help about 900 Pinellas and Pasco County residents with all sorts of services: companion, homemaker. Companions take people to doctor's appointments to get their hair done, help them age in place with dignity. We provide mental health services for the elderly, including counseling on elder abuse, bereavement, all sorts of issues that clients need. We have an Alzheimer's program that helps caregivers and those suffering from the illness. So we have a number of wraparound services for the elderly, for children, for families struggling in our county.
And did you break it down into the refugee services too? Is that a specific area?
Yeah, that's actually what brought me to the agency. I came in as the administrative director of refugee services. And we have a fabulous CEO, Rochelle Tatrairay, who has been very supportive of internal professional development. So I think anybody coming to our agency looking for work has the opportunity to grow in our agency. And the Refugee Services Department helps refugees, helps folks who have been tortured, arrested, who have stood up for what is right and good in the world, and who are finding a safe and secure place to live in the United States. And we help them with, again, jobs, housing. We help their kids in school, whatever wraparound services these families need so that they can become thriving members of our community. I myself am the daughter of a refugee, and so I'm living proof that the American dream is possible with just a little help.
Oh, that's great. Now, I understand that the your company actually started in a trailer.
It did. Back in the 1960s, our agency was a more traditional Jewish family services, and we had a social worker and his assistant, and they worked out of a trailer in the 1960s, and we have since grown in the last 50 years to become an agency that employs 600 people, that helps 30,000 vulnerable Floridians every single year, and we're no longer in a trailer.
Yeah, and you have beautiful offices, I have to say. And so, Valerie, tell me about the different departments that you have at your company there. How is it broken down?
Okay, well, Anne-Marie basically summarized it. And what we do, and I'm not answering your question, but I'm going to elaborate on what she's saying. And what the HR department does is we are the business partners of all the folks that Anne-Marie was just speaking about.
Okay.
We assist them. First of all, we bring these great people on board, okay, to work for us. We offer services. If there's any type of crisis, we have an employee assistance program available on top of the counseling center that's available. We're a business partner, and we're out to help everybody, and that's what we do on our end.
So do you recruit internally, though, for each department, like your IT or your finance department or whatever? Or
we start the recruitment out internally. Mm-hmm. We do a job posting internally 3 days, and if we do not have internal candidates, then we go on the outside. But we certainly give the folks on the inside the opportunity to apply first.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of people in general do you mostly look for?
Office people, definitely case managers. We have a huge population of case management that's out there in different counties. So we're looking for case managers with 1 year experience working with kids. They have to have a bachelor's degree in a certain area. We look for IT folks. We have a variety of jobs that's available.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that you just added some people to your ranks there.
We sure did. We just picked up a contract in South Florida, which is under case management. So we're going to be adding anywhere between 60 and 100 more employees.
Wow. And so why would somebody want to work there?
First of all, we give back to the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the best places that I've ever worked for because, you know, when you go home every day, not only are we hiring people, but those people that we're hiring, assisting people in the community, and that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So why not work for us?
Right. Okay. What are your thoughts on that, Anne-Marie?
I agree wholeheartedly with Valerie. We are a great place to work. We are a passionate group of people. We are compassionate. We support and provide training for professional development. We just brought in a national trainer this week to help our management staff grow professionally. There's lots of opportunities in our agency to grow. But I think all in all, it's truly about giving back. And we are a competitively paid workforce with very good benefits in the social service field. And I think it's a dynamic work environment in a great town.
What is your experience with working with the city and so on? Has it been a good experience? Is it easy? Part of my question has to do with letting people know if they were going to relocate a business here or start a business here, you know, just the relationship with Pinellas County and so on.
Absolutely. I mean, from the Board of County Commissioners to the mayors of the individual cities to our state and national legislators, it is a collaborative environment. There is great open access to our elected officials. I think, Dean, you know, we had the opportunity to hear from the mayor, a county commissioner, and one of our state senators at the Focus St. Pete workshop that we attended, but we have the legislative delegation meeting coming up where the Pinellas County state legislators open up to the public the opportunity to hear from them. We have great working relationships with the police department. Chief Anthony Holloway of the St. Pete Police Department actually sits on our board of directors. And we have a great relationship with the new mayor. We support very much his initiatives, as do many other agencies as well.
Great. And Valerie, are there any specific jobs right now that you are actually trying to fill?
Yes, we are. Again, we're looking for case managers in the Kissimmee area, Mulberry, which is Polk County, and also in South Florida. So if you're interested in a case management position and you have a bachelor's degree and 1 year experience with children, please send it to Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Service. We have a job board. We're also affiliated with Jobbing, which is well known, and Indeed.com. So mm-hmm. please submit your resume. We'd like to hear from you.
Great. And so as far as the, what kind of benefits do you actually give? I mean, are there vacations on these, or do you also want, are these permanent positions, or are you looking for volunteers as well?
Well, we absolutely are looking for volunteers, but positions that I just mentioned are permanently. Mm-hmm. We offer medical benefits, vision, dental. Let me go back to the medical. The medical benefits are very, very rich. And what I mean by that is that you can go to a doctor and pay a $10 copayment. You can go to a specialist on one of the plans and pay a $10 copayment. Mm. And that is very rich. But again, we have dental, vision. We have 403B, which is the same thing as 401K for people that's not familiar with that, nonprofit. We have short-term disability. We offer long-term disability. We have life insurance. We have additional life insurance if anybody is interested in, you know, purchasing more. We offer a variety of benefits. We have 10 days off per year for holidays. And we also offer PTO time, which is the same thing as vacation and sick time together.
Right. You know, I forgot to ask, how many offices do you have, or what? And what is the area that you service?
Sure. Gulf Coast Jewish Family Service Community Services is actually in 36 counties of the state of Florida. We have offices in 14 of those counties, and we're at 550 staff, but because of our growth in South Florida, we'll be going to 620, 630 very, very soon. If listeners to your show send us their resumes and come on board.
Okay, great. Now, this is probably a good time for the one segment I always ask all my guests, and I like to ask both of you. If somebody was going to interview for your company, what one piece of advice would you give them as an interview tip of the week?
Okay, my interview tip would be to research the company or the agency that you're applying for. When we're interviewing, we love to hear feedback. We want to know that you've done your homework and you know who you're applying for and what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Anne-Marie?
That's a great one, Valerie. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I can top that one, but when I am interviewing, I am looking for three things in every individual that comes before me. And these are the three things: passion, ethics, and skills. Can you do the job? Can you do the basics of the job? Do you have the transferable skills needed to be successful in your job? What are your ethics and values? Do you know the difference between right and wrong? We work in the social service field where we see a lot of wrong. Our job is to help right that. Sometimes it requires making difficult decisions for our clients. Sometimes it means setting expectations that are reasonable to meet for your clients. So you have to know the difference between right and wrong. And finally, and most importantly, is passion. Are you a person who is passionate about helping others in your community? If you are, you're the right person for Gulf Coast.
Wonderful. Those are good characteristics to have, certainly. We look for the same year. And it's good if you can find them, certainly. All right. So just on a personal level, what do you do for fun? If somebody was listening to this and they wanted to know what do you do in this area, what would you tell them? What kind of hobbies? Are you boaters, or do you have any? What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them to visit downtown St. Pete, mm-hmm. okay, because you're on the water. There's great opportunities. You have a museum here. You have an airport. There's a lot of fun stuff to do here.
You know, there is a rich cultural, intellectual life here, coupled with a wonderful opportunity to be outdoors 365 days a year. So if you want to kayak, paddleboard, kite surf, or learn how to do any of those things, St. Pete's for you. If you have an interest and appreciation in the arts, the Museum of Fine Arts, the Florida Orchestra, the Straz Center in Tampa, they all offer amazing opportunities to see great acts, wonderful performances, and really live a very cultural life. So it really has quite a diversity.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And so just one more thing. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and wants to send their resume, what is your website?
The website, they can just go to Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services, and our website is right there.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know it was wasn't easy for you to get here, so thank you so much for your time. I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully maybe in time as you grow, you might come back and visit us again. I hope so. But anyway, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for giving Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services the opportunity to interview with you today. It's been our pleasure.
Yes, thank you very much.
And so that was my guests, Valerie Bogar and Anne-Marie Winter from the, and let me get it right this time, the Gulf Coast Jewish Family and Community Services Center. It's just a wonderful organization. If you have time, take a look at their website. They do some really, really wonderful work. And if you know anyone that would be a good fit for them, please tell them about it and have them apply. So I want to take this time to thank everyone for listening to Job Talk and for tuning in to RadioSt.Pete.com. You should check out the great music and the local musicians who are featured here often, as well as the other interesting programs like the Suncoast Tiger Bay Luncheon broadcasts and more. Joe did a great interview with Jared Fogel of Subway fame. You can hear that in the archive section as well. And there's some new shows that have been added just recently, so please check them out. That's RadioSt.Pete.com, RadioSt.Pete.com. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer, so check it out. If you like what you hear, I hope you'll listen again. Tell your friends. If you have any suggestions for guests or have any job-specific questions, please send an email to us at RadioSt.Pete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program. Or I'll call you directly. I'll get to all of you right in, and thanks again for your suggestions. Next week, my guest will be Chase Stockin, the CEO of Panther International and the chairman of Tampa Bay Tech Forum. Chase will be able to share his thoughts on the state of the IT community across Tampa Bay area, so be sure to listen in for that interview. Many thanks go out to Joe Bordeaux. Hope you enjoyed your time in Richmond. Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers, Dan and Sean, and all the Eagles for their support. As always, it wouldn't be right to end Job Talk without saying at least just one more thing about the area. If you know anybody, if anybody's out there listening that is experiencing real frigid weather, we know we're having some parts of the country are really hit hard right now. You know, it's going to be 80 degrees here on the weekend. Just saying, it's a beautiful place. Check it out. If you're thinking about relocating your family or business and looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should definitely take a look at all St. Pete has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did, too. So thanks for listening, and until next time, take care, everybody.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg.
RadioSafety.com.